Sports Pod. Sports Pod. Sports Pod. Sports Pod. Sports Pod.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Sports Pod.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Sports Pod.
Apple Jack stole the ball. Apple Jack stole the ball.
Sports Pod.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yes!
Play ball. This is the Sports Pod for Thursday, October 28th, 2004. Sports Talk, when you need it, through podcast technology. I'm Curtis, talking to you at 7 p.m. San Francisco time, and I want to hear from you. Text and voice emails go to curtis@thesportspod.com. I want to hear from you. Is it true? No. It's not. Is it true? Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? Here's a clip from Julia Ruth.
As far as I know, it was a reporter came up with the idea. I think it might have been about 15 or 20 years ago. I saw an article about it at one point, and he was just going over the records and thinking, my goodness alive, ever since Babe Ruth left the Red Sox, they have never won a World Series. They have won pennants, but not a World Series. So it's got to be the curse of the Bambino. And it's just stuck ever since, and it's absolutely amazing how many people actually believe it.
Mr. Babe, the curse? You're releasing the curse?
Yeah, the curse is gone, okay? It's up to you to go ahead and beat the fucking Yankees for less than a century.
You mean it? Do you really mean it?
Yes! Put the fuck out of my way. I'm getting a drink.
One. I don't think Daddy would ever have done anything like that to the Red Sox. So it certainly does keep interest alive in the rivalry between the Yankees and the Red Sox. And that's good for baseball.
Oh man, Babe Ruth joining us here on the Sports Pod. The Red Sox sweep the Cardinals and remove the friggin' curse of 1918. And what can you say? What can you say other than holy moly? So there were a lot of big performances for the Red Sox in the playoffs this year. Manram, he did not have any huge games, but hey, the guy was consistent. 17 game hitting streak? That's got to be some kind of record. I liked his interview. I like seeing the man on top.
Right now we're going to go to the clubhouse where the World Championship Trophy is going to be awarded.
Manny Ramirez, Red Sox in an 8-game winning streak. Manny with a 17-game hitting streak through all this. Manny, it was a tremendous performance. I congratulate you, the most valuable player in the 2004 World Series. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations, sir. Pick up the hardware. So many Boston Red Sox, as we sat up in the press box, so many guys on this team that we could have been handing this hardware to. But a phenomenal season for you, phenomenal postseason. You said unfinished business this season, and you accomplished it.
Exactly. You know, first, you know, it was a lot of negative stuff. You know, I was going to get traded, but, you know, I keep my confidence on myself, and I believe in me, and I did it. You know, I'm just blessed, and you know, I proved a lot of people wrong. You know, I know I could do this, and thank God I did it.
You believe in curses, sir?
I don't believe in curses. I think you make your own destination, and we did it. You know, we believe in each other. We went out there, we played relaxed, and we run it out, and we did it.
What do you say to the Boston Red Sox fans that have waited 86 years for a championship?
We won out, Alex. So, you know, now I'm in Boston, and I love you guys. You guys are the best.
This is one of those moments in sports that you see once in a lifetime, once a generation. Think back to my own past, and it has been a short past. Moments in sports. Kirk Gibson home run does not compare. I'm trying to think. Basketball, nothing. There's nothing that compares to this. Football, no, not at all. This is probably, I'd say this is the biggest win. I think we just experienced the biggest moment in sports history. Did we? Is that possible? Is that freaking possible? Somebody has to tell me a bigger moment in sports history. I can't think of one. The dramatic fashion. Okay, the World Series was anticlimactic. It was boring. Okay? It was boring. It was sweet. What the fuck, Cardinals? You don't fucking win one game? You can't win? What happened to these guys? I think Pujols was like 0 for something. Did Pujols have an RBI? Let's see this shit. Scott Rowland, 0 for 15? Are you kidding me? 0 for 15? What the fuck? Jimmy Edmonds, 2 for 15. Pujols, 1 for 15. Holy shit. These guys were, what, they scored like 2 runs the whole fucking series? Let's see this. Dude, that was pathetic. That was pathetic. I would love to see Kurt win the MVP, but hey, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You can't base the MVP on past performance. You gotta base it on the actual the World Series. And wow, Manning was 7 for 17. Okay, 4-12. Batted 4-12. Mueller was 6 for 14. And had 2 RBIs. Manning had 4 RBIs. Okay, well, Manning deserved the MVP. And dude, he was on waivers at the beginning of the year. How does that happen? I'll tell you that happens. It's a head job. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get with Manning. How do you throw that guy out of the plate? I mean, the guy's a disaster. You heard me talk. You heard me say every week that he's a disaster. I still think he's a disaster in left field. He's a wild card, but it's a wild card that's usually going to fuck up in left field. So he threw the guy out at home. That was a big play. Big play. He came up big. He was on. For the parade, I talked to a few of my Bo Sox buddies today and last night, and people are obviously pumped up. I want to read an email that I got from somebody. Okay, here's a really cool email somebody sent to me. The day has finally come. I watched the bottom of the ninth last night while speaking on the phone with my grandfather in San Diego, who was also watching. My grandfather was born in Boston in 1912. He does not remember the last Red Sox World Series victory when he was 6 years old and was very happy. 6 years old. From Curse of First, Red Sox baby. Oh man, that's heartwarming. That's heartwarming. Man, that is heartwarming. I gotta talk to him. I'm gonna talk to the guy who wrote me that email. See if I can talk to his grandfather, interview him for the show. He's gotta be happy. 1912. He was born in 1912, so he's 92. Fuck. 92 years old. That is just incredible. He doesn't remember the last one, but he's only 6 years old. Sure.
Privately, I think a lot of the long-time suffering Red Sox fans privately enjoyed the heartbreak, fed off it, lived for it, reveled in it, secretly craved it. I mean, you can no longer spend your days cursing Dent, hating Buckner, hoping all the Yankees go blind. In a way, you were a much more interesting character before you won it. I mean, that is what defined you. It's who you were. The guys who couldn't catch a break. Now that mystique, the aura, the intrigue, it's all dead. Now you're just another team with a ring, like the D-backs and Angels. Granted, that's not a bad place to be. Now it all falls on those lovable losers, the Chicago Cubs.
I lived in Boston for a couple years, and I went to a Yankee game. Playoffs, 2001. Yankees versus the Red Sox. And I'll tell you, actually it was 2001. Sat in the bleachers, against the Yankees, and, you know, being from LA, I didn't know what the fuck was going on out there, man. These people are freakish. These people are freakish into their team. No more curse, and who knows? And now they get to think about the Pats. The Pats are always second best, man, in that city. The Pats are even, they're third best. I mean, they're on the street, what, 15 straight? And they're still not the top story. Well, obviously they're not the top story today, but even when the Red Sox, you know, it was regular season, man. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, we'll see what happens in the future with the Red Sox. It's just a great victory, and you can check yesterday's podcast for in respect and in honor of this victory. And that was before I even knew they wanted it. We won yesterday. But hey, it's a good song. Check it out. www.thepodcast.com. Hey, while I'm at it, I was mentioned on a couple of websites, so feel free to check those out too. The New New Podcast Review. So, actually, if you go to my site, there's a link to it, but it was a pretty good review, pretty fair. He admits he's not a sports fan, quote, in fact, I'm probably closer to a sports hater, unquote. So, puts on a decent show. As I mentioned, he's enthusiastic to a fault. He also seems to have a lot of information to draw on for his commentary, and he's definitely got his heart in the right place. When it comes to podcasting, he's giving it his all and holding nothing back. I'm here for you, baby. I'm here for you. Come on. I'm here. Come on. Come back to me. I'm giving it my all. I'm giving it my all. And they also featured me on the Best of Podcasting, which is at www.podcat.blogspot.com. And they have a really cool best of show. So check that out. Podcat.blogspot.com. Props to Ortiz. They would be nowhere without Jose. So many people came through. And it's just great. The way they did it. The way they did it is just great. Because it was a great comeback. It was the fucking greatest comeback in sports history. The 3-0 comeback. And then they win this thing. So... that's exciting. Hey, by the way, did you guys see Jimmy Fallon and, was it, yeah, Jimmy, I was saying Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. Did you guys see Jimmy Fallon on the field with tongue down Drew Barrymore's throat? Did you guys see that? Wow. Dude, she gets around with the comedians. First it was, what's his name? The guy, did an MTV show, Tom, fuck, can't remember his name. And she surely has some other comedians. So she gets around a little bit. She's definitely cute. She's definitely a cutie. She's definitely a cutie. Got those pouty lips. Cute little voice. Little wild side. Dancing on the desk. On Letterman. She's definitely a cutie. So Jimmy, hey, props. Props to you. I like how Jimmy Fallon does an imitation of Adam Sandler. So I'm going to do an imitation of Jimmy Fallon. Doing that radio guy. That radio guy. And we're back! It's too good to do on the sports and blah, blah. Today we got on the show, Babe Ruth. Ooh, Babe Ruth smells like turd. 255 on the rock. And we're back! It's 3:55 in the PM, and we're interviewing Babe Ruth here. Hey, Babe Ruth, smells like shit. Hey, don't say that, Babe Ruth! Hey, man, why are you telling me I smell like shit?
Hey, man, it's just me smelling like shit.
Hey, man, fuck, don't say that! That's gotta be the hardest fucking imitation. How about when he says Pat O'Brien? With the plug nose. I love Chick Fallon, he's great.
Cara Diaz, is she going blonde or brown? Catch us next time on Extra.
Who else did he do? I love the computer guy. Move! Oh, did you clean out your inbox? Oh, did you download? Oh, did you iPodder?
What's iPodder?
Move! Or, who else did he do? Oh, he did the Boston Red Sox guy. I can't do that one. I cannot do that one. That was too hard. Cause you gotta talk fast, you gotta have scripts, and you gotta, I know the one punchline was, You're ugly! And then they fucking lock lips. He's always laughing on that. He's always laughing. Oh, he did that show where he's on a computer basically, he's doing this show right here. Where he's sitting on a computer and doing like a webcam show with, Horatio Sands over his shoulder. Horatio Sands just lifts out of his mind and just laughing, you know, that's the character. By the way, Saturday Night Live, I'm a guy who has actually stuck with it. People bag on it. People talk smack. Heavy duty smack about SNL. It's an easy target. But, I don't know. I like it. I like Saturday Night Live. And this year, I don't know his name. The guy who does Bush, he's great. The guy who does Bush this year is great. It's hard work, you know? It's hard. It's hard work. And he's like hopping around and all stuff. You know? And he's like, You know, we're keeping our country safe, and it's
You know, it's hard to keep the country safe. It's hard. It's hard work.
So that's pretty funny. All right, I'm totally off on a tangent with SNL. But one day I'll have to go through all the sports takes, or all the sports characters in SNL. Okay, Ditka versus the Russian army. I think Ditka, 57-2. Ditka, the Bears. Okay, that's it. I gotta run. Let's say goodbye for today, everybody. I gotta stop listening to Source Code, because I'm starting to do Adam's little things. Like, blah, 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 or bong. But, no, Source Code's great. Check out Adam. Adam's a pioneer, man. Adam Curry at curry.com. And, hey, man, podcasting is where it's at. That's where it's at. Oh, don't you know? It's where it's at. Oh, come on, go. It's where it's at.
Sports,
oh, don't you know? You got a podcast.
Sports,
oh, you gotta go. Break.
Sports pod.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Sports pod.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Sports.